Welcome back to Nate Timm's Lay of the Land. We're talking with our guest, Dawn Chagoni, about a trip that she took to Montgomery, Alabama. And now we've been talking about Good Hope, Mississippi, and a little rural community called Hickory. I know in a conversation I had with Dawn's friend, Joyce, that her family was very much involved in the rural area there around this small rural church. And, of course, you know, the country, America, was very rural, particularly up to the turn of the century. This country was a very rural country. And so her family was post, of course, Civil War, but they were a rural family. And they were living out here in this rural area. And like you said, they were involved in harvesting timber. Mm-hmm. The property that they owned had some good timber on it. And so they were harvesting that timber. But they also were farmers. And, of course, here in Wisconsin, we had families harvesting timber. We have still have families harvesting timber. And, of course, we had families that started and spent much of their lives raising crops and developing their land. My family's an example of that. 112 years we've been on the parcel of land that we're on currently. And my dad, my grandfather, helped break that land. So it's interesting that this family that we're talking about, Joyce's family, they were raising peanuts and other vegetable crops in the South. And just like any family here would be raising crops in their rural areas. So there's a lot of commonality between people who lived in the South as well as people, of course, who live up here in the North. And we sometimes forget that we're just people. We're all people. And we're trying to do the best we can to raise our families and to survive. So can you tell us a little more about what you saw when you traveled back into this rural area there around Good Hope?
Well, it was very beautiful traveling through there. You know, I love trees. It's in many ways, you know, when you go back to some of the land that's kind of protected in that way, it's the same way as sometimes the lands that Native Americans are on today in our country too are protected, like the Menominees in Wisconsin, which are known worldwide for their forest restoration all over the world, and it's very protected land. And I think I kind of thought about that in my traveling through the woods there with Joyce. She's part Choctaw, and the Choctaw are not very far from this location where she lived, and so that was it was a wonderful experience to drive through there like that and see the beauty of that land. I want to mention one last thing about this work. You know, this is years of research that Joyce is an historian, and I on the day that this took place, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Mark Pocan both wrote official proclamations recognizing and acknowledging the importance of the installation of this historical marker for lynching these victims that were lynched, who are the ancestors of Wisconsin residents. And they also thank Joyce for her work in bringing this truth to light. And each also recognized the important work of Brian Stevenson with EJI and Dr. James Cameron for the America's Black Holocaust Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So they were read to the Senate and the U-House in the House of Representatives, those proclamations by both of them.
That's great, Dawn. Thank you very much for being my guest. I'd like to remind everybody again of the Thanksgiving special that we're going to have on Thanksgiving evening, 7 p.m. here on 92.7. My guest will be Jerry Apps, and we'll be talking about Thanksgiving on the farm in the 1950s. I also want to thank my 14 guests that have joined me on the lay of the land over the last 3 months. I also like to thank my listeners who have called in and who followed the show through the months. I'm exploring some new options, and I hope to come back after the holidays with maybe a different format. So I want to wish you all a great holiday season. And I hope to see you on the land. Good evening.
Nothing's worrying me.